News.
Who's there?
Fallen off.
Fallen off who?
Fallen off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidacare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I have my own business, so I wear lots of hats. Now I'm wearing my office manager hat because I need supplies.
Well, Staples has everything you need.
Now I'm putting on my CFO hat because I can't overspend.
And you won't. Right now, buy two, get one free on all 10 ream cases of paper.
All my hats, and I would like to thank you.
They are welcome.
Staples, everything you need for business at great prices. And now, buy two, get one free on all 10 ream paper cases. In-store only, plus tax where applicable. Ends 4/1/17.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
And continuing on yet another hour, welcome to the program again. Johnny Dean and Professor Rick Plum, thanks for joining us, one and all. And I know we have a lot of emails to get to. We got some during the top of the hour. We had some right before the show, so I will get to those emails this hour. As Professor Plum chuckles, I'll try. I'll do my best. Hey, we take phone calls first.
We like phone calls.
We like phone calls because it does help us know what's on your mind. We were talking last hour about gifting, and I'm told we have a couple calls on that, so we will get to those first here in just a moment. Other stuff to talk about this hour as well. We'll let you know what's coming up. The email bag is quite full, but if you want to email the show, you can do so at our website, wealthed.com, wealthed.com. And you can find out where we're going to be. Here's a hint. Minneapolis. Phoenix. I have a caller from Minneapolis on the line. Phoenix this Saturday. So check wealthed.com to find out. If you want to call the show, we do have lines open for you right now. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. That's 877-752-6637. Of course, as I said, the email's there at wealthed.com. And you can get in touch with Professor Rick Plum off the air and talk about any of this stuff if you want to get personal. And I mean personal as in, you know, with the money and all that. Talk about your own personal situation. You can do so at 800-644-1150. We get a lot of calls from people who do want to talk about their portfolio who say, hey, this is what I've got. Let's go over this in depth. You should do the same thing. Just get a review. Get a review of your portfolio and talk to the advisors, make an appointment, and make sure you're on track to retire when you want to. 800-644-1150, the off-air number at Lucia Capital Group. Okay, getting right to the calls. Again, 877-PLANNER, our number, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Let's go to our, we had a couple of gifting questions. Let's go Susan first up this hour in Minneapolis. Hello, Susan.
Hello, can you hear me?
I sure can. Go right ahead.
Okay, great. I would like to gift a house. My husband and I have about $200,000 invested in a house, and we would like to get our principal back, but we'd like to gift the rest of, I mean, we'd like our daughter to be able to apply for a mortgage, and the appreciation on the house, let's say it's about $50,000, she could, if the house appraised at $250,000, essentially, would the IRS treat that $50,000 as a gift to her, and is there a way we could get around that?
Well, what does it matter if it's treated as a gift to her?
Well, because that would exceed the $14,000 in a year.
Yeah,
so
but
I expect our estate is going to be taxable.
So you're going to be worth more than $11 million bucks?
Well, it'll be taxable on the state side.
Oh, on the state.
The
okay. Well, there's a couple things you can do. You can make a gift to her of some amount of money. So she's going to basically get a loan and pay you back the $200,000. So she's really buying it from you for $200,000. It's the $50,000 you're talking about.
Except that for the mortgage, it's going to appraise at $250,000, and the mortgage company is going to use that equity as her down payment.
So, I mean, you are gifting. I mean, that's the value of the house. The house is worth $250,000.
Right.
So you're basically you're giving her $50,000 because you want the $200,000 back. So they're going to give you $200,000 up front, your daughter. And then now does your daughter have investments? Does your daughter have bank accounts that earn a lot of interest or anything of that nature?
No.
Okay, you can do, you can basically make a gift loan to her. So you gift, you make a gift loan to her of $50,000, and then each year you forgive, you know, so you make a gift loan of 25, your husband makes a gift loan of 25, so each year you forgive $14,000 of the loan, and with a gift loan, as long as the person who you are loaning the money to does not have any investment income, no capital gains, dividends, interest, things of that nature, then there's no interest imputed or accruing anywhere. And so, and then you can just forgive it over the next couple of years. And so you can utilize your $14,000 a year, $10,000 a year, whatever you want to use, as a reduction in the value of the, and no payments are necessary, nothing happens.
Okay.
You, you just document it as a gift loan.
Interest or the other, I think you said capital gains, would it have to be actually zero or could it be, you know, $200, or is there any?
Well, to the extent over? To the extent that she's got $200 of interest, you have to show $200 of interest as taxable to you, because what they're trying to avoid with gift loans is a high-income person loaning money to a low-income person and then investing that money so that the, it's taxed in the low-income person's tax bracket, not the high-income person's tax bracket.
And I see.
So what they're saying is if this person has income, then it technically should have belonged to the person who made the loan, because otherwise they wouldn't have been able to do it, so that it'll be taxable to the person who made the loan.
Yes.
As interest.
Will there, will I also be paying taxes when we sell the property because of the depreciation? I don't understand what effect depreciation will have on.
So it's been a rental property over these years.
Sorry?
It's been a rental property for several years.
Yes.
When you make the gift to your daughter,
When
you make the gift to your daughter, the your basis follows across to her. Now, as long as, and this is what I believe, so you might want to check with an accountant on this, as long as you haven't used any accelerated depreciation, anything that is faster than a normal straight line depreciation, I believe there's no recapture on the transfer. But if you had done any accelerated, and that accelerated balance is still higher than the straight line balance would have been otherwise, then there may be a slight recapture. But from what I understand, as long as you're not doing any accelerated depreciation or things of that nature, over and above the straight line, then you should be okay on the recapture on the gift.
Okay, thank you.
But talk to an accountant. Get this straightened out with an accountant before it's all done.
Yeah. Okay, I will do that.
And hey, way to go. That's a nice thing for you to do, Susan.
Thank you.
Congratulate you on
that. Have a good day.
All right, thank you. You too. now, from the federal side, it didn't sound like she had to worry about it, but from the state side,
Minnesota sounds like, I mean, certain states, we've been talking about gifting, we've been talking about estate tax laws, and we've been talking about it at the federal level only.
Yeah.
Certain states have lower limits. State of Washington, state of Pennsylvania, some of the different states across the U.S. have actual death and gift tax issues.
It's hard for me to determine. It looks like it could be $1 million. I was trying to find this. There was a repealment of it. They repealed it, and then they reinstated it. Something was going on. Again, forgive my ignorance if you're listening.
Yeah, I don't know all 50 states. I know California used to have a state death tax.
Yeah.
But their state death tax was just equal to
whatever the federal government
allowed as a credit against federal estate taxes. A couple of years back, 10 years ago or whatever, the federal government phased out the state death tax credit, and so California never got around, which is surprising to me. I hope they're not listening. They never got around to actually instituting their own state death tax.
Yeah.
Thankfully, there isn't one there. But before, it was just the same number. So if your federal estate tax was, you know, $500,000 and your state death tax, and they allowed a credit of $100,000, California just said, okay, we'll charge $100,000. Your out-of-pocket was still $500. It was just going to two different entities.
Yeah, so...
But other states, specifically, mostly up in the Northeast section, they still have their own state death taxes. And so you do have to worry about whether or not you're going to pay. Even if you're not worth $5.5 million individually, you may have a tax at the state level.
Well, there are 19 states, according to the Forbes, that I'm finding out that does have what's called a death tax or a state
tax. Some kind
of
transfer tax on
death. Yes. This won't load up fully, so I can't tell exactly which ones. Most of them are, though, in the Northeast. Washington, Oregon.
Those are not in the Northeast. But
no, but I'm saying Washington, Oregon on the West
Coast. Are they exceptions?
Yes. Looks like Nebraska, Minnesota, Iowa, Illinois. I'm just looking at the shapes of the states. Kentucky, Tennessee, and it doesn't give me the amount because this isn't loading. But anyway, it doesn't matter. Those are the states that I guess employ some kind of a tax upon death, which, you know, if you don't have it from the federal level, you do have to watch it on certain...
On the state level.
States. And while the states, the federal estate tax, as they call it, or death tax, whatever, is quite high. It's like 40%.
Once you get into it.
But the states, I don't think, are quite that much.
No, I don't know of any states that are that high.
They're,
usually the ones, in the 10%
ones that I'm reading, they're 15, 16, 11%, 10%. But which states tax that, I honestly don't know.
And they don't necessarily, they will look at your state of residence. So if I am a resident of California, but I own a $4 million property in the state of Washington. That's over the limit for Washington. Even though I'm not a resident of Washington, Washington's still going to want some tax, I think. Pretty sure. But state taxes require some specialty. If you're getting up in the numbers, you're over your state limits, you're going to want to talk to an attorney.
Yeah, so you have the federal and you have the state estate taxes. It's a good idea to know which state you're living in. And again, most of it is in the great Northeast and a little bit in the Northwest. It's an interesting... The farther north you go, the more they kind of enjoy this sort of estate tax. I'm not sure why. Montana does not, as near as I can tell, and the Dakotas do not, but...
And Montana doesn't even have an income tax, do they?
Let's see, Michigan does not. Wisconsin. Anyway, all right. Well, got to take a break. How about that? We're going to come back with more. If you have questions on this, that's fine. If you have questions on anything else, we'll take them. We got some other stuff to talk about, emails to get to as well. 877-PLANNER, our number here in the studio, 877-PLANNER. John Eady and Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
Recently, we talked to people at a Lucia Capital Group Retirement Strategies Workshop about concerns they have related to retirement.
I am concerned about another market crash.
I think inflation is always a concern.
How to make our money last.
The concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
Retirement in today's economy is one of America's greatest challenges, especially if you have to make decisions on your own, and you may live 30 years or more in retirement. If you're worried about outliving your money, inflation, and stock market volatility, discuss retirement strategies designed for these uncertain times. Get a written plan customized by an experienced retirement planning strategist. You can schedule a consultation with an advisor now by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click Contact Us at luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. Because financial needs and goals evolve as life goes on, you need an investment strategy that's adaptable over time. Since its inception, the Lucia Capital Group Bucket Strategy has been refined and enhanced to address many of your changing needs, creating additional opportunities for managing your long-term buckets, options to incorporate non-correlated investments, access to investments to help you manage the risk of outliving your money, and ways to invest for tax efficiency. The Bucket Strategy has a simple structure designed for your income needs today and the potential for growth tomorrow, and is fully customized for each investor. Find out how a Bucket Strategy can be created just for you, then adapted to align with your goals over time. Schedule a complimentary consultation at 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or go to luciacap.com, luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
It's the end of quarter clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. Now's your chance to get unbeatable deals on more than 40 million square feet of beautiful top quality floors, like 5-inch wide pre-finished gunstock oak for just $149, and more than 230 other styles of pre-finished hardwood up to 26% off. 55 styles of North American and European laminate up to 28% off. Get 10% off distressed Virginia Millworks hardwood and all Avella wood look tile, plus more from 59 cents and special financing. The end of quarter clearance sale's going on now at Lumber Liquidators.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-844-3056. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-844-3056. 800-844-3056. That's 800-844-3056.
Listening, 877-PLANNER, our number, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. Coming up Saturday, you want to join the Brain Trust. We'll be on the road, and you should be too. You don't have far to go if you live in Dallas. I'm sorry, Dallas. What is wrong with me? I'm looking at an email from Dallas. No, if you're in Phoenix, Arizona. This Saturday, join the Brain Trust at the Marriott Desert Ridge, 9 o'clock in the morning. I had some folks call after the show and ask, what time is that again? It is 9 o'clock in the morning at the Marriott Desert Ridge. Professor, you'll be there.
I will. And so when you talk about we will be traveling, I think it's quite funny.
Well, it's the royal we, won't we?
The royal we, yes.
It's the royal we.
Yes.
So are we going to be having, what are we going to be talking about this Saturday, Professor Plum?
Challenges to your retirement.
That's
retirement
it.
Incomes.
Retirement income challenges. Specifically, how do you make sure that that income lasts at least as long as you do? And maybe on into, you know, beyond that.
And hopefully for your spouse, too.
Well, your spouse. And maybe for your heirs. I mean, who knows?
That would be nice.
You know, and have some assets left over, although it's not vital, but you know.
It's better than not having something left over.
Sure, and it meant that you didn't have to, you know, push it to the wire. There are strategies that you can use, and we'll be talking about those. Don't run out of money. And then, by the way, the other stuff comes up, too. Talks about annuities, different ways to use, perhaps, annuities, lifetime income. I won't steal your thunder, Professor.
Or different Blum. Ways to not use them. Be
well,
aware
the
of them.
Side. That's the other side. Okay, there are ways to use these things as perhaps a tool for lifetime income, but understand what they are, how they are used, and how they're often missold. Don't be misled by stuff like that. So we'll give you the scoop. We'll go to wealthed.com. That's how you sign up. Or you can call us here, but go to wealthed.com. And at the live events tab. That'll be this Saturday in Phoenix, Arizona, 9 o'clock in the morning. Now, we've got Houston, Texas happening April 8th, Saturday morning at 9 o'clock, and then another Saturday at the end of the month, Santa Clara, California. That's the 29th of April, some time there, but we'll just give you the details now. Go to wealthed.com. It's all free. Free, free, free. Okay. Emails, as promised. We have a couple from Mike. One says Mike in Arizona, and the other says Mike in Mesa, Arizona. I suspect they're the same person, but I don't know. Mike in Arizona says, in 2014, my wife and I made $200,000, including the sale of a rental. We're both 77. In 2016, our Medicare premium doubled to $246 per month each. In 2015, we only earned $60,000, same for 2016. I took the tax return to the Social Security office in Tucson to see why my 2017 Medicare deduction would be $127 per person and not $109. My wife's is $125. Social Security said that this was correct. I already talked to Medicare. Why isn't the premium $109? No one knows the answer. Well, we know the answer, Mike. And he says help at the end.
Well, the reality is for anybody who's signing up for Medicare in 2017, The standard Medicare Part B premium is $134 a month. Now, the average of people paying Medicare is $109. So if, and the idea is that for anybody who's been receiving a Social Security benefit and paying Medicare for at least the last 2 years, for most people, I should say, not anybody, just most people, their premium's right around $109. Now, we have an interesting situation right now where almost everybody has a different Medicare premium. And the reason is we haven't had much of a COLA. We didn't have one in 15. We had a small one in 16.
This is for COLA for Social Security.
COLA for Social Security. And we have this hold harmless agreement that says that your net check, the net deposit after taking away the Medicare premium, cannot go down. So if my benefit check was X and they took it used to be $104.90, out of it, then that number, that net check number, couldn't go down. So when Medicare went up in 2015, quite a bit, you know, about 18% or so, 20%, but we didn't have a COLA, all those people from 2015 paid the same amount in 2016 because there was no COLA increase on their Medicare or their Social Security benefit. And then what happened was in 2017 we got the small COLA. So everybody that was paying $104.90, they got an increase in their Medicare premium equal to the amount of increase in their benefit. So the bottom line net check was the same. So everybody's check is a little bit different. Now for Mike, unfortunately, he got out of the hold harmless.
And the reason was because of this.
He was subject to what they call the IRMA, the income related monthly adjustment amount. When he had his income, when they had their income go well over $200,000 in 2014, it's as if he was signing up for, he had a brand new standard premium in for Medicare as of 2016, the IRMA year. His standard premium for Medicare was now basically the $121 that anybody signing up for Medicare in 2016 received. So why is he paying $127? Because he still has basically the hold harmless from 2016 on the $121 plus whatever his benefit went up.
Did you get that?
His benefit went up more than his wife's benefit went up. So his Medicare premium went up more than his wife's Medicare premium went up.
So what you're saying, I mean, that's a lot of numbers, and it's hard to follow.
What I'm saying is, unfortunately, Social Security is right.
They're right because you made more money in 2014. And by the reason it was 2014 from the sale of the home, the reason it's 2014 is because only now are they getting around to...
Well, they look 2 years in arrears to determine what your adjusted gross income was. And so if you had a large capital gain... Now, there are some exceptions to the two-year look-back. Retirement within the last 2 years, that means we don't have to look back 2 years to what we were earning then. We could look at this year. A death in the family, a divorce, a marriage, things of that nature gets us away from looking back the two-year look-back on the extra Medicare premium. But other than that, if you had a large income 2 years ago, for whatever reason, sold a property, you know, you may be in the 0 or 15% income tax bracket every year, except for 1 year you sold a bunch of property, that's going to throw your adjusted gross income up, your modified adjusted gross, and it's going to cost you more 2 years later in your Medicare premium.
Yeah, it will. Now,
how much depends on how large the income was. Single individual, if you're over 85,000, you're going to get an increase.
Now, again,
how much of an increase depends on how far over 85,000 you go.
Next year, well, the last 2 years, they've had $60,000. They're back, you know, where
right,
they
but
were.
Their hold harmless got thrown out the window. So it's as if their standard premium goes back to the 2016, not the 2014 level where it was $104.90. That's where the average of $109 comes in.
But it still won't be...
It'll never go down. Well, it was $243 a month last year, 2016.
Well, that's $127 twice. Or whatever it is.
Yeah, but this year it's $127 for him and $125 for his wife.
Yeah, okay.
Because they started with $121, and then his Medicare premium increase or his Social Security benefit increase was like $6, you know, 0.3%, and his wife's Social Security benefit increase was $4. So her premium went from $121 to $125. His premium went from $121 to $127.
There you go. What can you do? That's just the way it is.
And every year, it's going to be a long time that people that are receiving Social Security, that are having their benefit checks deducted for the Medicare premium. That net deposit, it's not going up for a while until such time as the cost of living allowances on the Social Security benefit become larger than not just this next year's cost of living increase in Medicare, but the last couple of years as well.
We could be a few years before we see that. We'll have to, I mean, unless they change the COLA benefit.
Yeah, unless Congress just decides to change it.
All right, 877-PLANNER, room on the phones for you. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group, back with more Bucket Strategy Invest.
Set it and forget it. Out of sight, out of mind. Hands off. For many investors, that's how they perceive their 401k plans. Even when they leave their jobs, they leave their 401k investments untouched. Is there more you can do for your retirement with some hands-on guidance supported by a strategy? Learn the options and potentially the advantages. Schedule a rollover review with Lucia Capital Group. Learn how easy it is to take control of your retirement by rolling a 401k into a buckets portfolio. The retirement planning advisors at Lucia Capital Group work directly with each client to develop a strategy geared to their goals. Learn how you may be able to diversify your retirement plan. Take a closer look at the fees you may be paying with an old 401k that's out of sight, out of mind. Call Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
At Lucia Capital Group, we believe there are three critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. Education: learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice: get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning: choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. WealthEd.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Changes in Washington are not only affecting the nation's economy, but your family's as well. Quicken Loans can show you how to take advantage of a cash-out refinance to pay off credit card debt or invest in home improvements. In fact, you may be able to eliminate private mortgage insurance. No matter what's happening in Washington, it's always a smart move to call us at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.6%. Experience the confidence that comes from working with a mortgage partner that has your best interest in mind. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN today or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org number 33.
Any home or business can quickly become infested with mold with the introduction of a water source, like a roof or plumbing leak. When your home, your belongings, your business becomes damaged, it's not just about cleaning up the mess. It's about reclaiming your life. And that's why you need to call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline. A licensed, fully insured, affordable, non-invasive solution to solving any water and mold problems. Our team of trained specialists are available with 24/7 emergency service. We will quickly evaluate your problem and give you a plan that will guarantee results. Water causes damage and mold can spread throughout your property in as little as 48 to 72 hours and can produce allergens and irritants that have the potential to cause serious health hazards. So don't waste time. Give us a call now. For any water or mold problems, call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline.
Call 800-432-8430 today for a free estimate. That's 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Planner, PLANNER. Taking your phone calls here, Bucket Strategy Investing, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. Here till the top of the hour, we'll get to some more emails and some of these wacky reasons people aren't paying taxes. I will get to that, because that is kind of funny. 10 bizarre reasons people say they shouldn't have to pay taxes. We've done a couple of them for our TV audience, and they found it rather amusing. So we'll pass that on to you folks as well. Listening here on the radio. 877-PLA-NNER. We lost a couple people in the break. That sounds wrong. A couple people dropped during the break. So give us a call back. In the meantime, let's move next to Brian in Phoenix, Arizona. Hello, Brian.
Hi. I have a couple of questions.
All right.
I heard you talking about the Medicare taken out of your Social Security.
Yes.
And I'm had a restricted application about 3 years ago, taken off my wife's.
Right.
And when I took it off, it was like the Medicare was $104.90, I believe, and now it's up to $107. I heard you talking about that today.
Yeah.
But now when I go on my own at age 70, right now it's $134, I think, if you clicked on now.
Right.
Will I get the new rate?
Yes.
Explain why.
Well, because he's basically, he's changing his benefit. He's moving from one benefit to another. So the hold harmless is applied to the benefit he's receiving. Now that he's going to get a different benefit, they're going to go to $134 a month.
Yeah.
Or whatever the rate will be next year when you apply, or this year, whenever it is you turn 70 and you turn on your own benefit.
Okay, I thought that was true, but I knew you would know the answer.
Well,
you were hoping against it being true. But.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, I do have another question with estate tax. I heard you talking before about Minnesota estate tax. I'm familiar with it.
Oh, good. I'm not.
three, 4 years ago, it was at $1 million. And then they brought it up to $200,000 a year. And I believe in 2017, it's $1.8 million.
Yeah, next year it should be
$2,800,000.
Yeah.
And next year it'll go up to $2 million, and then unless legislature brings it up, that's where it's going to end, it sounds.
Okay, so.
And then they go down to the $1, too.
Yeah, there's no exemption
over,
on that.
They go back down to $1.
Yeah, there are a couple of states don't have an exemption.
Yeah, I mean, so when you're in a state like Minnesota and you have some net worth to you, you got to be careful about what's going on and how you go about, you know, using the estate or not estate tax exclusions to be able to benefit what you're trying to accomplish.
That leads to my question too. Is taxed and after tax money considered the same? Say you have some money in a traditional IRA that hasn't been taxed yet, or a Roth IRA that has been taxed already. Are they both considered the same?
For the estate tax value, yes, but there, I don't know your state system. The way it works in the federal government, let's say you had a very large estate over over $5.5 million, and you had, you know, $2 million of IRA within that $6 million. There is a credit for the income taxes that are ultimately payable on that. So there is a credit, but they would include the entire value of the IRA right up front, and then you get a credit when you've taken the money out. So when you're taking the money out and you're paying taxes on it, there's a credit against the IRA taxability for the estate taxes you paid up front.
Okay, that was always a question I had, and nobody's ever answered before, so thank you.
You're welcome,
and that's why you called the program. Brian, we thank you for the call. Yeah, I thought that. It said $1.8 million in Minnesota, and it goes up to $2 million next year.
It's increasing rather quickly.
Yes, it is.
$200,000 a year.
Yes, it is. All right. 877-PLANNER. We'll talk more about that coming up in just a bit if we have time. Let's move next to where? I don't know. Grace, all right, in Las Vegas, Nevada. Hello, Grace.
Hello.
Hi there.
I have a question. Way back in April 2000, I had opened a Roth IRA for my son when he was just starting to work.
Okay.
I would put an increment of a small amount every year from my own pocket.
Okay.
And now the total value of the portfolio is over $34,000. Since it is a Roth, I thought that including it in his income tax return is not necessary. So it has never been included in the filing ever since.
Right.
What should I do if I'm wrong?
Well, why are you wrong? There was the money was going into a Roth IRA. It's not a deductible expense on his tax return, so it doesn't show up on his tax return. In fact, there's really no accounting to be done at the tax return level. You now have $34,000, or I should say, he has $34,000 in his Roth IRA. Is he planning on taking money out of it?
No.
Then there's still no accounting to be done.
So just leave it, like, don't file any income tax or like amended return?
No, there's no reason to. There's no place to put the contribution to a Roth IRA on a tax return. A non-deductible traditional IRA is a different animal. That one you do have to show, or you have to file a form to tell the IRS that you're making a non-deductible traditional IRA contribution. But with a Roth IRA, there's no forms to file. You just make the contribution and let it ride until he's old enough to take money out of it.
Oh, like nothing has happened as far as the IRS is concerned?
The IRS knows it's there. The IRA custodian, the Roth IRA custodian, has notified the IRS that a contribution was made during that year, but there's nothing you have to do on your tax return, there's nothing he has to do on his tax return.
Oh, thank you so much.
No problem.
Good. Well, thank you. Does that help you out? Do you have any other questions?
No, that's all. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome, Grace. Yeah, did we just thank you for the call. Appreciate it. We just talked about this a couple days ago, or last week.
We were talking about filing 8606s because if you make an after-tax contribution to a traditional IRA. Now, Roth IRA contributions are after-tax contributions too.
Yes.
But you don't have to file a form for that. You have to file a form for an after-tax contribution to a traditional IRA. And then anytime you take money out of a Roth IRA, and you're not 59 and a half, it hasn't been 5 years, all that is, you have to file the form to tell the government that what you're taking out is not a taxable event, assuming it's not a taxable event.
Well, and the reason you have to file the form is because the custodian, the brokerage, or wherever you took the money out of is going to tell the IRS, they just withdrew money out of a Roth IRA. They are not 59 and a half years old. Neener, neener, neener.
Right.
You guys deal with it.
And so you deal with it on your tax return by saying, yes, we know they tattletale, the tattletale custodian told on us, but we're only taking out our contributions, so it's not taxable, it's not penalized, leave us alone, IRS. And so you just have to account for it. If you don't account for it, they're going to send you a nasty gram, little letter that shows up, U.S. Treasury, your heart's going to skip a couple beats, and then you're going to have to tell them, yes, this is what I did, and file the form then. So you might as well do it up front.
Oh, it's not that scary, IRS, come on, just three little letters. Actually, in some cases, I'd rather not deal with my state.
The state tends to be a little bit more aggressive, the one we live in.
They tend to be a lot more aggressive because they need
it. They need the money.
They need the money, desperately. All right, let's see. I don't know if I have any, my computer's resetting here, so I have no idea if somebody's on hold. So if you are, hang on, I'll do an email here. Until I get this reset, and that should happen during the break. So let's go next to Ginny in Denver, Colorado, with an email. I was wondering if I could get divorced survivors' Social Security benefits. Married to my first husband 12 years, then married the second before age 50, stayed married with the second one for 19 years. We've now been separated for 12 years. You getting this?
They're separated. They're not divorced yet, but okay.
First husband died about 2 years ago, and I divorced the second husband only a few months ago, and I'll be 66 next year. She wants to know if she can get divorced survivor benefits now.
Yes.
And the reason is because she's no longer
tied to the second spouse. So she wants to look.
Spouse.
She'd have to look at how much is the survivor benefit from the first ex, and how much is the current spousal benefit from the second ex, assuming the second ex is at least 62 years of age, and see which one's bigger. and get whichever one's larger. Because right. She is 66, which means she was born at the appropriate time to still be able to use the spousal restricted application. So if one of them was a low wage earner, one was a very high wage earner, the 50% of the second one may be higher than 100% of the first one.
You get your choice is what you do.
Now, to get the second one, we have to wait. It's a divorce. No, we'd have to see whether or not the second spouse is actually receiving a benefit.
They're only divorced a couple months.
Right, so if the second spouse is actually receiving their Social Security benefit, she could get a spousal benefit right away. If the second spouse is not receiving their benefit, she's got to wait 2 years.
In order to get one from the second spouse.
And that's assuming the second spouse is at least 62 years of age.
They have to be old enough to get one. Doesn't really matter.
But she's got options.
She does have options. Now, she could, I guess, take a benefit from the first husband, ex-husband, while she's waiting for the time span to go for the second ex-husband.
And if the second one becomes larger, or he happens to die and it becomes larger,
right.
She can pick up the higher of the two
benefits.
But
currently, because they haven't been divorced for more than 2 years, the second husband's benefit is zero.
Unless he's already receiving his benefit.
You get all that? All right. 877 Planner. PLANNER. That's why we talk about this. Okay, we'll try to get some trivia coming up, more of your phone calls and some emails as well. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group, 877 Planner. Back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
Lucia Capital Group asked what you feel are your greatest financial fears.
I'm worried about outliving our money.
Another market crash.
Taxes in our retirement.
While we may share concerns about saving, investing, and retiring, we each have a unique financial fingerprint and our own individual concerns.
We always worry about the national economy.
Inflation, healthcare costs.
Because every investor has their own challenges, Lucia Capital Group customizes a strategy for each client that addresses their specific goals and needs. At Lucia Capital Group, we understand fears of outliving your money, market volatility, and inflation. Learn how a bucket strategy can be designed to help address your concerns. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click Contact Us at luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. How has retirement planning changed for a nation of baby boomers? We are a generation that needs to rely on ourselves and take control of our retirement plans. The Employee Benefit Research Institute calculates 28% of all retirees had traditional pensions in 1979. 30 years later, that number dropped to 3%. Just 3% of retirees could rely on pension plans for retirement income. At Lucia Capital Group, we customize retirement strategies for baby boomers, aware of the unique challenges of this generation. You may live 30 years or more in retirement. A Lucia Capital Group bucket strategy is designed to meet the needs boomers have today and the many years you may live in retirement. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click free portfolio review at wealthed.com, wealthed.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I just got to town and I need a presentation printed for a big meeting tomorrow.
Well, Staples has everything you need to print, scan, and fax.
Great. Oh, just got a text. The home office made changes to the presentation.
No problem. You can access your files from a USB, email, or the cloud.
And the meeting isn't tomorrow, now it's today.
Our machines are self-service, so there's no waiting.
And it's not here. Now it's in Ebensburg.
I hear it's lovely this time of year.
Print, scan, fax, and copy at Staples, your office away from home.
It's the end of quarter clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. Now's your chance to get unbeatable deals on more than 40 million square feet of beautiful top quality floors, like 5-inch wide prefinished gunstock oak for just $149, and more than 230 other styles of prefinished hardwood up to 26% off. 55 styles of North American and European laminate up to 28% off. Get 10% off distressed Virginia Mill Works hardwood and all of Vela wood look tile, plus more from 59¢ and special financing. The end of quarter clearance sales going on now at Lumber Liquidators.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-460-2558. That's 800-460-2558. Again, 800-460-2558.
Bucket Strategy Investing, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, here from Lucia Capital Group. Don't forget this Saturday, Phoenix, Arizona. I'm going to remind you today and tomorrow, and that's about it. You got Saturday. That's it, this Saturday. We're like 48 hours. We're less than 48 hours away from your trip to
Phoenix.
Wow,
yes, you are correct, sir.
Don't know where this week has gone or the month or the year, but anyway, just keep track of time and know that this Saturday at 9 o'clock in the morning, Professor Rick Plum will be in Phoenix, Arizona at the desert, Marriott Desert Ridge in Phoenix, Arizona. Join the Brain Trust. Learn about these retirement income challenges, of which there are many. And there are also some potential solutions to those challenges, and that's what we try to focus on there. There are some challenges that you may not even know that you had. That's always a good thing to get. So find out, learn all about it, meet Professor Plum, get your questions answered too. You got questions on any of this other stuff. You know, we talk about Medicare and annuities and Social Security and retirement and all this stuff, asset locations, taxes. You got taxes on your mind. You can bring all those questions with you to the Marriott Desert Ridge in Phoenix this Saturday. All right, limited seating. We keep it small, but we'll make room for as many people as want to show up. Again, go to wealthed.com, wealthed.com. All free and all just for you. After that, Houston, Texas. That's Saturday, April 8th, a couple of weeks from now. And then Saturday morning, April 29th, the end of April, that's at Santa Clara, California. We'll give you more details on that. And there could be more in the month of May, the merry month of May. Go to wealthed.com and keep tabs on us right there. You can pretty much stalk us at wealthed.com. Coming up...
That sounds wrong.
Well, it does, but you know, there are people that do things like that. And if you're so inclined, then that's what you got to do. Coming up on this program, I don't have tomorrow's topic. Well, anyway, next week we got a couple of different topics. Some tax topics, annuities and retirement plans, paying off the mortgage. I believe college saving is going to be coming up next week. Anyway, we will let you know more about that. We are running short on time, though. Today's trivia, I did not get to the trivia for the last couple days, so we're going to sneak this in today. And this comes to us from the National Association of Realtors, which tells us the median sales price of existing homes sold nationwide during the month of October 2016, $232,200, Professor Plum.
Across the U.S., yes.
Across the U.S. $232,000, that's the median sales, so half were higher, half were lower. The median sales price, so that was last October. The median sales price of existing homes sold nationwide during October 2005, do the math, that was 11 years ago, 11 plus, $229,000. We haven't even caught up to, oh yes we have, we just barely are higher than October 2005 levels. Now, I haven't looked at it for January or February of this year, but that was October. But close enough.
Have they moved a whole lot in the last couple of months?
I don't see that the median has moved a whole lot.
Nobody's come by and offered me a lot more money for my house, so.
October 2005, it was pretty high. And you bought yours when?
December.
Of 2005?
Yep. Thank you, John, for reminding me of that. Yes.
I can laugh at you because you remind me constantly of me buying into the NASDAQ March of 2000.
A tech fund of March 2.
February 28th, actually, it was 2000. I checked that tech fund, by the way.
It's recovered quite a bit from its low.
Yeah, from its low. I checked it. See, it dropped 10 days after I bought it. And it dropped, you know, from about a high of 39 or something. It went down into the 29 or something. And then I forgot about this. It came back in September of 2000. It went up over 40 in September. It was like 41. That was the high. Did I think in terms of selling at that point because it was going to crash?
No,
I said it's on the way back. It's on a rebound, and it never. It's. I think around 20 something today. It got
as low as like four, didn't it?
Four or five, something like that. Yeah, I sold it well before that, but yeah. That's why I can tease you about it.
Thank you.
Because you're just such
and
a good sport.
I mentioned it on the air many times. I bought a house at the wrong time. I needed a bigger house. We inherited a nephew, and so we bought another house.
Now you could have disclaimed the nephew. You didn't have to, you know. You could have just said, you know, leave the nephew in the trust.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. All right, Mike in Mesa, Arizona. This is his other question, if it's the same Mike. If a person only has a small W-2 income of $20,000 in a given year, if his 401k plan allows it, can he max out his 401k at $18,000 and contribute $5,500 into a Roth IRA? This obviously means he has other sources of money to live on. But can he double dip with his earned income to fund both the 401k and the Roth?
No. The dollar of income cannot be used to support two different contributions from the individual going into a retirement plan. So if he's got $20,000 of W-2 wages, he can do a combined $20,000 contributions to 401k and IRA, whether it's Roth 401k, Roth IRA, traditional, Roth, traditional, Roth, whatever the case. So if he wanted to max out the $18,000 in his 401k, he's only got $2,000 left that he can use to support his IRA contribution. Or he can do any combination of the two, not to exceed $20,000, because that's his earnings for the year. You can't double dip there. And so the fact that he is saying that his contribution limit is $18,000,
mm-hmm.
and the last Mike was saying he was $77,000, they're not the same Mike.
Okay, so it's not the same person. All right.
No, they're not the same Mikes.
Well, he was just saying if a person, he's not saying it was himself.
Maybe it's a grandkid or something.
Could very well
no,
be.
No, you cannot.
Yeah. No, you cannot. We did talk about this a couple days ago. And now the income is $20,000. So conceivably they could put $18,000 and then another $2,000
right.
into the Roth IRA.
Or $14,500 in the 401k and $5,500 in the Roth IRA, whatever you want to do. As long as the combination of the two of them don't exceed the individual maximums for the plans and don't exceed $20,000 combined. That if $20,000 was their W-2
so,
wages.
So all you have to do is live off of zero, at least from your wages.
He said he has other sources. Now, if you have other sources, which includes a spouse and you file a joint return, now you have more income that you can use.
Well, and that's why I'm saying that, you know.
Assuming the spouse has wages or self-employment income.
Yes, but it's important to recognize that you can only to a Roth IRA. I mean, a 401k salary deferral, so that comes right out of your check. But you can only contribute earned income to a Roth. So the question that some people might have is, well, why not take some of that other income, maybe from, you know.
Yeah, it has to be earned income to be able to support an IRA, whether it's traditional or Roth, contribution. And if I've already deferred it into my 401k, then it's not available to defer and put into my IRA.
Exactly. That's it. Okay. We're out of time. All right, John in Sun City, we'll get to your question tomorrow. If you've got questions right now that need answering, you want to talk to Professor Rick Plum about anything that you hear on this program or anything that's going on with you financially, 800-644-1150, the number at Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150. Talk to them about your retirement plan. If you don't have one, get one. For Professor Rick Plum, I'm Johnny Dean. This is Bucket Strategy Investing. We'll
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.